Tonight, we have the Midsummer Classic, everybody's favorite pro sports all-star game, the Major League Baseball all-star game in San Diego. And we found out something really cool about a longtime friend of the show who joins us now on the ticket hotline. It is Jesse, the octogenarian, our favorite 80-something. And he is a longtime usher here in these parts at the ballpark and the American Airlines Center and the Death Star. And he was selected as an all-star usher and will be ushering tonight out at Petco Park. He joins us from out there. I know it's 6:39 in San Diego, Jesse, but I also know you get up early, don't you?
Yeah, I was about to say it's about time for my midday nap.
Well, congratulations on the honor.
What's that now?
I say congratulations on the honor.
Oh, I do have diarrhea, but I have been selected to attend this All-Star game. I was one of the All-Star ushers, and this one is a record breaker because this will be my 40th All-Star game as an All-Star usher.
Wow.
I had no idea they had All-Star ushers.
That's right. They sure do. It's two from every team.
From every team.
Yeah.
Who else is going from the Rangers?
Well, we had another gentleman, but he is too fat. He is too fat to fit in one seat, and they only pay for one seat for a person. So,
you're the lone
me going.
You're the lone representative.
Lone representative, right? And so far, it's been pretty fun trip for me. I was in the Usher Home Run Derby competition last night.
they had one for the ushers?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I can't quite pull the ball like I used to. I can't at my age, and it's pretty sad from what I used to be to what I am now. Mm-hmm. But I almost got three of them all the way out to the mound.
Yeah, that doesn't do much good in a home run hitting contest.
No, it didn't, but I still won.
Wow. That was
the farthest anybody hit it.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Norm.
It's Craig.
I appreciate that.
It's Craig.
And I tell you, as bad as the Rangers got this week, I almost got out there and started warming up in that bullpen.
Mm-hmm. They need some help, don't they?
They need some help. If you don't think I can still bring it from the left side, George, you don't think that?
Well, I think you're probably past your prime, yeah.
I tell you what, boy, you doubt me, I'll take a bus down there and open up a can of whoop-ass on you.
I don't doubt you could do that. I just don't know if you could pitch in the major leagues.
Yeah, you're being belligerent with me.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
You need to have some respect.
I do have respect for you.
I took out 43 Germans and 73 Japanese in one day back in 43.
Wow, that's hard to do.
Impossible. Those are two different.
Sure take out a bird dog and radio host over lunch break.
All right, now come on. Let's not threaten each other.
Let's all settle down.
Yeah.
I was saying, man, them Germans would fight you square, but them Japanese.
Jesse,
right. We're not going to get into that right now.
That's so, a long time ago.
Yeah, a long time ago.
I don't know. There's something in their DNA that's weird.
Jesse, can we talk about the game, maybe?
Sure, we can talk about the game. I tell you what, I was happy to get out of that heat there at Globe Life Park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the worst. Why don't we get in that ballpark with all that AC and refrigerated air?
And maybe here in a few years.
Yeah, it's going to take a couple of years.
I ain't got a few years.
It does get hot out there, doesn't it?
I hope that's why Obama's coming in town to build that ballpark today.
No, he has more important things to talk about today than that.
It's too hot out there at that Globe Life. My balls sweat too much.
We don't want to hear about that, Jesse.
Well, at my age, you know, those things hang down to my calves.
Yep.
So I usually have to tuck them in my dress socks.
Tuck them
when
in.
When that heat starts up, I got to run, find me some AC. So I'm running, them balls dislodge from my dress socks. I'm hanging around my legs like a Liberty Bell. It's just a mess.
That's way too graphic.
Well, I encourage your Ranger fans that are listening to enjoy this, because first place at the All-Star break's about as good as you're going to get.
You think so, huh?
That's about it. Take my word for it. And I just want to thank all your P-funds,
P-1s.
Whatever you call them.
P-1s.
There are a lot of them that come up to me to hear me on y'all's radio program and come up and shake my hand.
Oh, that's nice.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I do appreciate that. Unfortunately, it's a lot of times when I got the Liberty Bell happening as I'm trying to run. So I'm just clanging down the aisle there. All right, you guys, take care now.
Have fun tonight.
Good luck at the All-Star.
Okay, well, good luck at the All-Star game. All right, we'll see you. There goes Jesse the Usher. Look for him tonight as an All-Star Usher in San Diego.